This is Commentary, heard after the 7:30 news each weekday morning on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. I'm Chris Conley with today's commentary. Yesterday, President Obama announced economic promise zones, areas where federal help will attempt to create jobs. A neighborhood in San Antonio was picked as a trial promise zone. So was West Philadelphia. The Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, the victims of the Trail of Tears, will be part of the program. And the poorest region of Appalachia, southeastern Kentucky, also made the cut. But let's see how the program might hold up if it was applied to a specific case study. How about the family of DeSante Coates, who I talked about in yesterday's commentary? She's the 11-year-old homeless girl who lives in a shelter in Fort Greene in Brooklyn with her mother, her stepfather, and her six siblings. Let's imagine for a moment that Fort Greene was also picked as a promise zone. Now, that should be good news for DeSante's stepfather, Supreme. He's the kind of person the promise zone's supposed to help. Supreme is of working age. He's in his 30s. He's able-bodied. He's also long-term unemployed and has to support his family. The promise zone comes with better after-school programs so parents with kids can work. The police grant would make sure the criminal element from neighboring Bedford-Stuyvesant doesn't push into Fort Greene. There'd also be new programs to help young adults get their GED and job training. Companies that come into the neighborhood would get tax credits to help open their doors and more tax credits based on how many workers they hire from the neighborhood. And fortunately for Supreme, he already has a skill. The New York Times reports that he was a barber, and he had made good money cutting people's hair, particularly in a neighborhood where young men put a premium on hairstyle and personal appearance. Things unraveled for Supreme because of his drug use. He would spend his tips on crack cocaine, and soon he became unreliable, not showing up for work, so his customers went elsewhere. He also has a temper. His remaining clients found him unpleasant and argumentative, and when he was high, most people wouldn't let him near them with a scissors or razor. He dropped out altogether, eventually became a mule for a drug gang shuttling cocaine from the Carolinas to New York, and as an addict, he'd be paid in drugs instead of cash. He was caught, landed in prison, and met his wife after serving a 6-year sentence. The Times tells DeSante's story. Supreme is a secondary character, but we know that he doesn't actively look for work. He's zoned out for hours after getting his methadone treatment, and he is still an occasional drug user, disappearing from his family for days at a time while on a binge. Some days, he doesn't get up at all, sleeping away in a stained mattress that sits on the floor of the single room that his family stays in at a homeless shelter. So what does the Promise Zone program mean to this man? Well, absolutely nothing. He has none of the drive or the life skills to take advantage of any resource that the White House is about to drop into his neighborhood. We might as well give him a round-trip ticket to the moon. Even if we allowed him to forego work and just gave him the money directly, it would be wasted. That's happening already. The New York Times reported on the squandering that happens on the first of the month when the public assistance money arrives. I'm certain we have many people who are like Supreme in the other promise zones. The trial area in San Antonio probably has many, many people who don't speak English. Southeastern Kentucky happens to be the marijuana-growing capital of the eastern U.S., and many growers partake of their crop. West Philly, the neighborhood where Drexel University struggles to attract students because it's so unsafe, is a den of street-corner drug dealing and prostitution. The only curious choice is the five counties in southern Oklahoma, part of the Choctaw Nation. The tribe owns seven casinos, but apparently through corruption or incompetence, they still can't raise their members out of poverty. Supreme is the problem. He has a skill, he has the means to earn money, he's brought seven hungry mouths into the world and can't manage to get out of bed to support them. We are very quickly going to learn that the problems with the promise zones have very little to do with policy and have a great deal to do with people, and federal money can't fix that. I also recall President Obama promising us that tax dollars wouldn't be wasted by his administration. But that's a promise from a different time and a different zone.